I'm JT.
And I'm George.
This is Podferatu. Okay, creepazoids.
Good. What? It's early in the morning. I don't know what time you're listening
to.
Good afternoon, good evening, or good night.
Right. It's
we're back.
Whatever time it is right now, it's too fucking early.
It's too early. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, in the words of the immortal Jim Carrey.
Right.
We are happy to be here with you discussing
PG-13
horror movies that either could have benefited for, well, at least this is how I did my list. They could have either been better if they were rated R.
Yes.
Or I like the PG-13 version just fine.
Okay.
But I wouldn't mind seeing an
R
version.
That's pretty much what all of mine were. I think all the ones on my list are just fine as PG-13 horrors.
Yes, absolutely. I agree too. Yes.
But I think could have benefited substantially by being R-rated.
Yeah.
So
out of everything on my list, there are probably two that I'm going to go ahead and say they probably would have been better.
I think all mine could have improved.
Okay.
But they're just fine. But I think they could be there. I mean, there are some. What do you think of PG-13 horror?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. You know what I mean?
I think so. It can be really effective.
I've seen plenty of PG-13 horror that was incredibly effective. Ouija Origin of Evil is a perfect example, which I left off of my list because I feel like that movie's just.
Yeah, there are a lot.
You don't have to do anything to it.
Exactly. There are a lot of PG-13s that are just fine that would not be improved at all by making
Honestly, there are a couple PG-13 movies that I'm wondering how the hell they squeezed by.
But
a PG-13.
There were a few PG-13s that I came across that I thought, there's nothing you could add to that to make it an R that would make the movie any better.
I agree.
So, but I do have some that I think... We'll just talk about it as we get through it. This is a weird list.
Yeah, it is a weird list.
It's a weird list. So we're going to want to...
That's our precursor, right? It's just weird.
I feel like there's going to be at least one overlap.
You think so?
I think so. That's my prediction. All right.
Well, that said, you want to kick it off?
I will kick it off, and I will kick it off with Five Nights at Freddy's, which is really the thing that I think originated this whole idea for this list in the first place.
Yeah.
Because, again, I mean...
I knew it was going to be on your list, so I left it off of
mine. Oh, see, I thought this would be an overlap.
No, I kind of had a feeling, only because, like you said, this was the reason. This movie was what started this conversation.
Yeah, but on the heels of stuff like Willy's Wonderland and the Banana Splits movie, man, this could have been so much fun as an R-rated.
Yeah.
Man, just so could have been.
I understand on multiple levels why they did what they did.
Yeah,
from a business standpoint.
Yes,
I totally get it.
That's why this is a weird list, because there's a segment of the audience that you would have lost by making this an R-rated movie.
And a good segment of the audience is your core audience when you're a video game franchise movie.
Exactly.
But that said, the PG-13 version is. Is fine.
It's fine. It was fun. I enjoyed every second of it.
Conceptually, it had some R-rated concepts. The idea of how he was getting rid of the kids' bodies. Holy cow.
Yeah, right.
And
exactly.
Like, for me, I don't know about you, but for me, I'm not super familiar with the lore of the film.
I'm not.
So that came as a twist.
I don't know anything about the game.
So, for fans, that might have not been a big surprise. But for me, I was like, oh, shit. He was doing what?
And I can see PG-13 because that means, it's for, kids ages 13 and up.
Right.
But the game, I don't think, is, a PG-13 game, as far as I know. I don't know anything about the game. I've never played it.
Rated.
I've never watched run-throughs of it. I was under the impression that it was, a rated mature game. Because it's definitely a horror game.
Yeah, but we played
but
the
maybe
first
it's,
one, but it's not graphic.
Oh, okay.
It's not.
Well, then maybe it. So that.
It's intense.
That
Holy
to me
shit.
Speaks to the idea that they don't want to lose the kids that are playing the game.
Yeah.
By making it an R.
Yeah, no, they made a smart decision. They did what they should have done from a business standpoint. It makes perfect sense. But you're not wrong. I would have loved to have seen an R-rated.
We've got to do...
But if you want to see an R-rated version of Five Nights at Freddy's, just watch Willy's Wonderland.
Yeah, and this is going to be a triple feature episode at some point. We're going to do Five Nights, Willy's Wonderland, and Banana Splits. which to me, Banana Splits is the gold standard of.
Is it? I haven't seen it.
I fucking still need love to see this movie. Because it's just bonkers. Okay. It really is. And it's just so fucking over the top. And they leaned hard into their R rating.
Yeah.
And I loved every fucking second of it. And that's what I wanted out of Five Nights at Freddy's, knowing that I wasn't going to get it. And rightly so. So that's my. That's my first one.
Well, my first one's going to piss you off, so I'm going to just go ahead and get it out of the way.
Oh, boy.
The Birds.
Okay.
The Birds could have been a lot more interesting if, A, there were more attacks, and B, they were more vicious.
Okay.
You know, I saw somebody do, like, a video essay, and their argument was, their thesis was, The Birds is a zombie movie, and The Birds are zombies. Not, like, actual, like, undead, but, like, in terms of the way they behave.
Right.
And how the film itself is set up. I was like,
that's not a
that's bad a pretty interesting
premise.
No, it was a really, really interesting essay.
Yeah.
He came at it from the point of they're obviously not.
It really zombies. Is, but it really is set up like a zombie. Yeah, it really is set up like Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, he did that. He did like a shot for shot almost comparison.
Which one's first?
Living Dead, I think.
I think Living Dead might be first.
I go, I don't know. But The Birds was a book, right?
Birds was a book.
So maybe.
But Du Maurier wrote several things specifically with Hitchcock in mind, making a movie out of them later.
I would have liked to have seen maybe some like Birds of Prey up in this mix.
Yeah.
Some more vicious, birds.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen maybe the crows. Like, we do get to see the crows exhibit their intelligence, but like, crows are crazy.
Crows are crazy.
So I really would have liked to have seen like,
then figure something out.
And yeah, and more of that maybe. I'm not saying do a remake. I'm just saying.
So Gus Van Sant, if you're out there listening, which like I know you are, instead of remaking Psycho, why don't you go back and remake The Birds with a hard R?
Yeah, I think that could be cool. And don't give us an explanation. Don't try to do that.
Yeah, and don't cast Vince Vaughn in it.
Yeah, for real.
Although I do like Vince Vaughn now. I didn't used to, but I do now. Anyway, yeah, that's a good... That actually does not offend me whatsoever.
Okay, good.
Because surprisingly, as much as I love The Birds, as much as I love Hitchcock, it is... If I were to make like a top five Hitchcock movies, The Birds would not be in it.
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Okay. I like it just fine, but the first 35 minutes of it is basically like a really bad love story.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah. But... That's not a bad pick.
Bad love story.
It is a really bad
love story. We are expected to believe that this woman who just met this man in a pet store drives 60 miles to pull a prank, break into his house.
Which today would be a little fucking stalkery.
You need to send her ass to the goddamn flip-flop farm. That's nutty.
That is a little, yeah.
So my next one, and I was surprised when I thought about this one, and you've heard me talk about this one a few times. It's one of my favorite slashers. The Final Girls.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough, The Final Girls, as it's a slasher, but it's PG-13.
Yeah.
And it was a homage. It was a love story. It was a send-up to the slasher genre without any gore. That was the one element that was missing from a true homage love letter to the genre. Other than that, the movie's perfect. I would have liked if the kills were on screen and a little bit more
blood. Still haven't gotten to it.
No? Man, it's so good. Out of all of it's a better meta horror than Scream, in my opinion. It is so fucking good. It is so good.
So, let's see. So that's...
It's my 4 and 5.
That's your 4 and 5.
First two. Whatever you want to look at.
So, let's see. My next one, and this, I think, comes hard on the heels of Five Nights at Freddy's for much of the same... Like, a lot of the things we said about Five Nights at Freddy's could be said about this as a PG-13 as well, and that is Scary Story to Tell in the Dark.
Yeah. I almost put that on my list,
That could have been super, super fun as an R rating. But I can see why they couldn't do that.
Honestly, I don't.
Because
the motherfuckers who are big-ass hardcore fans of this shit are motherfuckers like me.
Yeah, that's
who
true.
Who read them shits when they were children back in the 80s. And we're grown as hell now. We can handle the R rating.
And those stories weren't really, like, written with kids in mind either.
At all.
So
he studied a lot of folklore and he drew from a lot of influences.
And the illustrations are creepy as fuck.
Fuck yeah.
So I think they...
Well, no. In terms of that, I think Del Toro really, really nailed
the look. He did. Holy shit. But I mean, just in terms of the book is not a kid's book.
No, it's not.
And they probably could have leaned a little harder into an R rating.
I agree.
I think that could have added some stuff.
Yeah, there were scenes in this that I was like, how did that not get the R rating?
On the other hand.
And then there was...
The stuff that's in the book isn't graphic. The stories aren't graphic.
No, they're not.
It leaves a lot to the imagination, which is always very effective. And the movie is banking pretty hard on that.
Yeah, I have no complaints about that movie.
No, it's perfectly fine as a PG-13 movie. But there's some parts of it that I think, I would have liked
to have
seen.
Have you watched the documentary about the book series?
No.
It's fantastic.
Oh,
I bet. They focus very, very heavily on the art.
Okay.
And it's it was done by Alvin Schwartz's kid.
Okay.
Who apparently they had a kind of a strained relationship.
Okay.
But the doc is really, really good.
I'll have to check that out.
I think that might be on Tubi.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was on Tubi. So, yeah, like Five Nights at Freddy's, it kind of makes sense to me that it ended up as a PG-13.
Yeah, absolutely.
The next one, though, definitely not. Because it was so close to that line anyway. I think Drag Me to Hell should have been an R-rated movie. I mean, come on, Sam Raimi.
Yeah, bro.
Come on, Evil Dead, and you're going to pull back on...
That wasn't his choice.
No, probably not.
That was
probably
a studio decision.
But, man, I mean, it was all so... It was so close anyway.
Yeah.
Because
I guarantee you, he was like, well, shit. Okay. Yeah. If you're not going to let me do an R rating, I'm going to bring it as close to the line as I can.
Yeah. And I think, there's some great scenes in it. There's some great imagery. There's some bizarro shit in that movie. And yeah, I think it totally could have been an R rating and could have been gorier. Could have been, mostly... Mostly for that one, it's the gore. There are a lot of places that I would have liked to have seen it a little bloodied up. I think Drag Me to Hell for sure would have benefited from being an R-rated movie. So it got trashed when it came out.
I honestly didn't think it was great.
I loved it.
I thought it was just okay.
I loved it. I saw the ending coming a mile away, but I loved it anyway. I think an R would have been even better. I think some of its detractors probably would have been happier if it was an R. So those are my four and three.
All right, so I've done three as well, right? Final Girls.
No, even
The Birds.
The Birds and Final Girls.
Oh, okay. So then my third, we're gonna go with The Gate.
I was so close to putting that on my list.
I love this fucking movie.
I do too.
It was one of my childhood movies. It was one of the earlier horror movies that I ever watched related to it because it was about kids. I've always loved that whole Goonies sort of kids on an adventure trying to save the world vibe, Monster Squad, love all that. And this movie is right in that vein. It's about these two kids. One of them is a young Stephen Dorff, and his best friend really knows a lot about occult shit.
Right.
This is in the 80s during the Satanic Panic.
So playing all your shit backwards.
They play this record backwards and they accidentally open up a gate to hell in the backyard. From there,
Great is that?
There's minions and little demons and ghouls and all kinds of crazy.
I love the little demons.
Everything practical. Everything's done practically.
Stop motion. Yes.
It's fantastic. It is a fun, spooky, genuinely scary movie.
It is.
And I feel like it could have benefited from an R rating. I wouldn't mind this being remade today as a hard R.
How would you envision that as an R rated? Drag Me to Hell, I needed was more blood.
The gore.
Okay.
I think nobody dies in this movie.
No.
So I think...
So the demons are going to have to kill some people.
Yeah. Up the stakes and let's kill some people.
Yeah. Okay. let's kill some people. That's not bad.
Because in the movie, it was just him and his best friend.
Yeah.
His sister and then his sister's best friend.
Yeah.
So it was just the four of them. If you create a bigger group somehow.
Yeah. And some of the demons could have wreaked some havoc in terms of some other people. Yeah.
One of them is taller's the house.
Because people die in Gremlins.
Yeah.
So why not?
Right.
So yeah, that's a good, I like that. That's a good pick. It was very close, but I couldn't at the time think of wreaking havoc on the surrounding neighborhood, because I was thinking about the gate and I was like, that's pretty damn good as it is.
Yeah. So my next one, my number two, or like second from the bottom, I guess, or however you want to look at that, is Krampus. I love this movie. I thought it was fun. It was funny as hell. The toys to me looked super, super creepy. I think it could have benefited from being more violent and gory. I know you don't like this movie.
I think an R rating would bring me on board.
Yeah.
Because some of it, like the little gingerbread men are fucking hilarious.
It's great.
So I would agree with you. I would agree with you. Because isn't Trick or Treat an R?
Yeah.
So
I went looking because I remember that was like a straight to DVD or something like that.
What, maybe? Krampus?
No, Trick or Treat.
Oh, Trick or Treat.
So I was like, I wonder if it was PG-13. Like, was it a TV made movie? But it wasn't.
Okay.
It was rated R.
Yeah, they could have leaned into that one. But again, they're releasing it as a Christmas horror movie. They're probably enjoying people. PG-13, yeah. Right. But yeah, I think an R rating would have brought me on board even better. That scene with the Jack in the Box,
yeah,
could have been so
hideous.
Yeah, but I mean, just the Jack in the Box eating the swallowing.
It's a very nihilistic movie. Nobody
really is. It really is.
You think at the end he's going to forgive the kid
and the leak fucking,
and he's like, nope.
Yeah, that was the only thing I liked about that movie was the ending.
Fuck you! You coming with me, little boy?
That's not a bad pick.
That's four.
Okay, so my four, I think you'll agree with this one. Night of the Comet.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, could Night of the Comet have been a great R-rated movie. Yeah. They already got...
You know, Shudder is calling that a holiday movie?
Really?
I think it's around New Year's, and that's why they're...
Oh, really?
I think. It's been a while since I've seen it.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
We reviewed it, right?
But, yeah.
I can't remember.
We did Night of the Comet, and you've already got people, like, turn into dust because of the comet. Lots of stuff you could do with that. You've got people turning into, drying out, turning into kind of like zombies. The opportunities for the gore factor were so many in here. And it would just be, again, another great remake that would be a great, great R-rated movie. And just could be, well, especially with this, because it could just be bloody and just drippy.
And the concept gross. Is kind of crazy. So and, you could really go.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could really go left with it.
You could.
It's a comet, totally so could. You can go cosmic with it if you wanted.
Yeah, there's all kinds of crap you could do with this.
Cosmic zombies? Could you imagine?
Cosmic zombies. I feel like
mind controlled by like Cthulhu or some shit.
So that's my fourth one. You've done your fourth one. Do you have any honorable mentions?
Yeah, I got a couple. Megan.
Megan, I've got a... Yeah.
Megan I did, could
here's,
have been...
Here's why I didn't put Megan on the list. I think it could benefit from an R rating, but it also has an unrated version that's available.
Right, that was exactly why
I didn't bother. Yeah,
Mama.
That showed up on a lot of.
I thought Mama could have been a lot scarier if it had been an R rating.
Never seen Mama.
It's a good movie. Don't get me wrong; it's a good movie. The kid actors are fucking unbelievable.
Really,
this movie's so fucking good.
It's something I've been meaning to get to, and I just haven't.
The Sixth Sense.
See, I thought about, I put the
six. You could have made the dead people look a lot more fucked up.
Yeah, that's true.
All of them.
Give it was
one
another
that,
one.
Give
it was
one that like jumped out of a building.
It was another one that I thought, how would that be? You know, what would I do to that for it to be an R? What could you do to that to make an R rating? That didn't seem like enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why it's just an honorable
mention. But yeah, that's a good honor. It's a good honorable mention though.
Poltergeist could be a lot scarier if it was an R.
Yeah.
Again. Nobody dies in that movie.
Nobody. No. Nobody does.
So.
No. Wait. No.
No. You're right. Even the investigators all survive.
Yeah, you're right.
The original It. The reason I left it off is because we did eventually get the rated R films. And you know what? I'm not going to name another honorable mention. I'm just going to give my number one spot to a tie.
Okay.
Okay. And I rarely ever do that.
Okay.
But I think when you hear them, you're going to be like, okay, I get it.
My honorable mentions, I had Megan, the 2019 Black Christmas.
That's rated PG-13?
PG-13, yeah.
That's stupid.
And again, because again, it's like at least partly.
What about the 2009 Black Christmas?
I think that's an R.
Okay.
But the 2019 is PG-13. That's and again, so if you're stupid. Dealing with something that's at least even partially a slasher movie.
PG-13 slashers don't make sense to me.
They really don't. The 2003 remake of Willard, Crispin Glover.
Oh, yeah.
That totally... The original was a PG 1970s movie, so that I'm not going to count. But the remake was PG-13. And if you're going to attack people with rats in the age of CGI, and even with improved special effects, even practical effects,
right. Just,
yeah, that could have been a lot bloodier and a lot grosser. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Come on, you know?
Yeah.
And Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
You know, I almost put that on my list, but I like it like it is.
I do like it just like it is. But again, it could have been a little, it could have been a little grosser, just enough to edge it over. Yeah.
That puppet scene borders on the...
The puppet scene, when they open the cocoons and see that,
The melting, when they get shot with the... Or they get hit with the cream pies.
Yeah.
It could have been really gross and gooey. They probably wanted it to be. But,
what are you doing with those pies, boys?
Yeah.
What a great line. That's all I have. All
right.
So, number ones. All
right. Well, you do your number ones. I got a twofer.
I think you're gonna. If you don't have, you're gonna love this one.
Okay.
Tremors.
That was.
That's great.
All right, then I'll change my number one then. Since
that's great.
Tremors. Yeah.
Because I mean, come on, these things could have been ripping limbs off.
This shit could they could have been
chewing
crazy.
On somebody. They could have been just so many.
Listen to
missed
me.
Opportunities.
Tremors
just,
is, without question, my absolute favorite creature feature.
Really?
Yes. And it is arguably the best creature feature franchise ever.
I don't know if it's my favorite creature feature, but it is my favorite Kevin Bacon movie.
Mine is Friday the 13th, which he denounces.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's,
that's too bad.
He's not on board with the whole Tremors thing either. It's like, well, these movies made you, man. Like,
yeah, right.
But in any case,
man,
Tremors.
Isn't that a great idea?
Look, there are seven of these movies. There is not a weak one in the lot.
Okay.
They're so fun and silly. They know what they are.
Man, just the first time I saw one of those things
come out
of its mouth and grab somebody, I was like, man, that should have just ripped this guy's arm off.
Yeah, man.
You know, just, What a great...
We got lucky enough to meet Alec Guinness, the guy who designed and created
it. Oh, wow.
And he autographed a picture of himself on set with the
nice.
He autographed it, Worm Wishes.
Oh, yeah. I've you've got that hanging in your...
He was super cool.
You got that hanging in your living room. Yeah. That's cool. Tremors. I told you there was going to be some overlap.
Okay, I'm surprised. So here's my number one. You motherfuckers are going to be mad as hell.
Yeah.
Anaconda 1997.
Oh, man.
This movie is so bad.
Stupid and so bad, but I totally agree with you.
If this movie had been, like, it's already fun. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get yourself three or four of your funniest friends, put on Anaconda, and just watch.
Have a few
blunts.
have a few of whatever it is that gets you in the...
Medicate.
And man,
oh my God.
Absolutely.
What a hot mess of a movie.
Ugh.
Ice Cube, Jennifer Lopez.
John Voight.
On the Amazon River, hunting for a giant
snake.
The snake looks horrible. The times that they use a practical snake, it looks like shit. The CG snake looks like shit. Jennifer Lopez looks outstanding. This movie is so bad. But if it had been rated R, it might have been worse.
It might have been worse, which would have made it
better.
So good.
Which would have made it
so much better. Oh, yeah. That's a great pick. That's a great... I didn't even think about Anaconda. So, yeah. Those are
another
all...
Another really fun, stupid creature
another
feature.
Stupid.
Well, technically, it's not a creature feature, right?
Isn't that
like an animal attack, sort of?
But I mean, it's got a giant fucking monster snake. Of course, it's a creature feature.
Yeah. Well, it's not a monster snake. It's a perfectly regular size anaconda.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
They just
happen
to be the biggest fucking snake in the world.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know that there were any that were really that big.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Have you seen that photo of that one, that dead one they found?
Yeah.
And like the dude standing beside it, it's like as tall as he is.
Yeah.
And its fattest point.
Yeah. So those are our
PG-13 movies.
PG-13s that really, really could have been great R-rated movies.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think. Let us know
if
what you think would be
PG-13 should be just left alone. I do believe that PG-13 is it's good that there is PG-13 horror that exists.
So much of it is really such good introductory horror. Yes,
that's exactly what I was going to get at. It's a very good entry level stuff, especially for younger horror fans.
Yeah.
That maybe, or, you know, older fans that are maybe new to the genre, they kind of want to tiptoe in.
Right.
The PG-13 rating category really offers some really, really great choices.
The other thing that surprised me when I was looking stuff up and reading stuff for this list was some of the stuff that's rated R that I'm like, why is that rated R? That'd be another good topic. So why was this rated R?
Yeah. I'm so pragmatic, though, that I can always find a good reason why.
I guess so.
But, oh, well, they said fuck three times.
Well, and there's, you know, like, what I mean? Well, and there's, I don't know if you've seen this movie. There's a documentary called This Film Has Not Been Rated, or This Film Is Not Yet Rated. And it's about the MPAA. And
there really is no they're just like, I guess this one will be.
And hard. That's one of the things they talk about, and it's like weirdly secretive in terms of like who's on the MPAA and all this. So yeah, anyway. So all right. We will be back next week.
Indeed. Stay creepy.